Radio MD. It's time to Ask Dr. Mike. Do you have a question about your health? Dr. Mike can answer your questions. Just email askdrmikesmith@radiomd.com or call now 877-711-5211. The lines are open.
All right, that is askdrmikesmith@radiomd.com. Please send me your questions. I'm running a little low. I got a few new ones this week, over this past weekend, but can always use an infusion of listener questions. This is really, I love doing this part of the show. It's a little scary sometimes. I mean, I do some research for some of the questions, as I said before, but other ones I just kind of answer as best I can. But either way, I'm going to do my best for you. So again, that's askdrmikesmith@radiomd.com. All right, next question. Hi, Dr. Mike. I know you've mentioned before how horrible energy drinks are for your health. Did I say horrible? Maybe I did. I mean, I don't. I try to stay away from emotionally charged words like that. They're not good for you. That's my opinion. I don't know. Horrible? A little strong. Okay, anyway. But if I did, I did. Okay. I know you mentioned before how horrible energy drinks are for your health, specifically because of all the added sugars. Yeah. No, that's true. I stand by that. However, what about the zero-calorie energy drinks? Even though they don't have the extra sugars in it, are they still that bad for you? Thanks, Lauren. Okay. It's interesting to me, Lauren. So there's a problem. There's a problem with the idea of a zero calorie energy drink. Do you know what that is? Does anybody know what the problem with that is? Well, if something is zero calorie, how can it give us energy? Ooh, that's a tough. That's interesting, isn't it? Food calorie, dietary calories, is what eventually is converted into adenosine triphosphate and the energy currency for the cell. So technically, I mean, if I'm being really technical, there's really no such thing as a zero calorie energy drink. Now that doesn't mean that you can't put nutrients in it. I mean, I talk about CoQ10 as an energizer. I talk about D-ribose. I talk about carnitine. But those things are working with the food sources coming in and helping the mitochondria to produce ATP. I mean, if you took out all dietary calories from your body, like if you just somehow got into some weird vacuum and it sucked out all dietary calories and you took CoQ10, it's not going to do much for you because it requires food sources, oxygen, to make the ATP. So technically, Lauren, maybe I'm being a little technical, but there's no such thing as a zero calorie energy drink. You have to have calories. Okay. But I understand what they're doing. They're adding some of those types of nutrients that I mentioned, and we're not drinking these things in a vacuum. We have some food sources in our stomach when we're eating. So those kind of energy compounds that they're adding to these zero calorie energy drinks are working with these nutrients they're putting in these drinks. So I don't follow the energy drink market all that much. So I had to do some Google searches here. Red Bull Total Zero is the top in the market. Red Bull in general, with all of their drinks, in the past 26 years has now sold approximately 50 billion cans. It's a lot of Red Bull. Blue Sky Zero comes in next, and then there was one, I don't think I got the full name here, NOS, N-O-S, NOS, that's all I wrote, so I think there was more to the name, and then one called Highball, I never even heard of that, but those were the top, according to Google. Okay, so I'm going to use to answer Lauren's question, I'm going to use Red Bull. Red Bull Total Zero. And I'm not picking on Red Bull at all. Okay. I'm just gonna state the facts based on what I found on their very own website. And what I found on the actual label of Red Bull's Total Zero. Okay. So I'm not this is just facts. Right? Everybody understand that, right? So I went online. Here's what I found out about Red Bull Total Zero. Here's how, okay, so there's no protein, there's no sugar, No fat, there's nothing. There's no zero calories. That's confirmed on the label. So where's the energy coming from? Well, they have 80 milligrams of caffeine, which they go on to say on their site that that's equivalent of a standard cup of coffee. And that's probably true. I mean, I actually think you can, there are some coffees out there that are a lot more than 80 milligrams, but that's what they have in their, you know, I forgot to write down what the serving size was. I think it's not 12 ounces, it's like 8 ounces. So 8 ounces, 80 milligrams of caffeine. So that's right there, that's going to stimulate. Then they have taurine. Now, taurine's an amino acid that's occurs naturally in your body. It's, you know, it's in high concentration in muscle, brain. Taurine is responsible for running calcium channels, which is really important to nerves and muscles. So that's kind of where you're getting the energy idea from. Although it doesn't link directly to energy, but taurine's used in certain heart disease protocols, so it has some merit here, and it's about 7 grams. Now, I actually couldn't find the amount of taurine. They talk about how much taurine is in the average human body, and that the average human has about 70 times the amount of taurine that's in the Red Bull, which would come out to about 7 grams of taurine, although they don't put that on the label, which I have issues with. I really do. I have issues with listing active ingredients and not telling me how much I'm getting. I have a problem with that. Remember I talked about buying products that have clean labels, active ingredients, how much, very clear. Remember that? Clean labels. That's what I mean by that. So I'm taking a guess, 7 grams of taurine. Then they go on to say they have B group vitamins. So what I found, now, of course, on the website, that's all they say. They don't tell you what are the because there's a lot of different types of B vitamins. They don't give you any dose. They don't tell you which ones. So I had to actually go to the label and see that it looks like there's B6, and it's about 25% the recommended daily intake, which is pretty much nothing. B12, about 80% of the RDI, again, recommended daily intake, which is about nothing. And then pantothenic acid, about which is B5, which is about 50%, which is pretty much about nothing. The recommended daily intake of B vitamins is notoriously low, so they're not even at 100%. So they got three B vitamins out of what, 7, and pretty much at very low doses. Okay, but it's there. They also say that the base is Alpine Spring Water. Okay, that's great. And then here's the kicker, and here's why I can answer, Lauren, that they are unhealthy. And this is just fact. They have aspartame. They have sucralose, a lot of artificial sweeteners. That's why it's sweet. Aspartame, sucralose. So I don't like that. I don't like the artificial sweeteners. And that's generally how they make zero-calorie drinks, other than water, palatable for people. We have a sweet tooth in this country, so they sweeten it with these artificial sweeteners. So you're getting artificial sweeteners. 80 milligrams caffeine, 7 grams of taurine, a little drop of B6, B12, and B5, Alpine Spring Water, oh, that's great, and then artificial sweeteners. So back to Lauren's question, are they still that bad for you? They're not really giving you any of the nutrients. Very low dose. Maybe a decent dose of the taurine, but that's about it. And you're getting artificial sweeteners. And I don't like artificial sweeteners. So, again, the whole energy drink market, it just, I don't know. I don't get it. I don't understand how it's not real. These aren't great products. And yet we're consuming them more than just plain water. There are better ways to increase energy. CoQ10, as I mentioned. Carnitine, D-ribose, cordyceps, fermented ginseng. I mean, these are all great ways to produce lasting cell energy. You don't need these energy drinks. That's my opinion. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.